Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nest podcast. As always, your host, Cody Mallory. You can find me on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. I am excited to be joined by my two co-hosts, Joe Farrow on Twitter. That is at the Joe Farrow, and Anthony Dittmar on Twitter. That is at Anthony Dittmar _. How's it going, guys?
It's been good. How about you?
Man, I played some basketball today. First time, finally got some decent weather, hooped outside, a little breezy, but I'm feeling old. Like, the legs, they don't feel great right now. Jump shot's still there, but the legs, they're not feeling great. I'm sure they're going to feel even worse in the morning.
Who's your NBA player comp playing basketball in like a 3v3 or 5v5?
I'm definitely like an off-ball shooter. I mean, I have some handle, but I've lost that since I haven't really seriously played since like I was 20, 21, and I'm like 26, 20, almost 27 now. So maybe like a Joe Harris. I mean, obviously not as good of a shooter.
Cody's out here claiming he's shooting 50 from downtown.
No, man, maybe like 35, 36, but no, like move off the ball, slight handle, which Joe has added to his game and get to the basket somewhat.
But hope you have the better ankles than Joe.
my ankles are shot, but I haven't had surgery on them yet. So
I think my NBA player comp would probably be like a 5'7" DeMar DeRozan. Like all I do is mid-range and like reverse layups. That's it. That's all I got.
Honestly, if I had to give myself one, I'd probably play like Bruce Brown, because like I'm really good at boards and I have like a crazy floater game and I can hit like, see, I'm not the corner three, though. I'm like the – not the straight-on one, like the diagonal – the one on like the wing. Wing three. That's my spot. For some reason, I can hit that. The only thing I have in my bag that Bruce Brown doesn't is I'm really good at the free throw line from like the two corners in the free throw line. Like that's like my spot in horse. So I'm like a Bruce Brown hybrid.
So he's saying never play Anthony in Around the World because you will get floatered and
– oh, 100%. I'm amazing at Around the World. I slam it in horse too, like those free throw shots. Like I hit them every single time. It's like my two shots to get the letters.
I don't know why, but Anthony just strikes me as one of those guys that in high school get in your face and they yell ball, 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 ball. Then I proceed to elbow in the mouth. Are you one of them, Anthony?
I made two corner back to back threes in the state in a state playoff game, so I'm gonna go no.
Fair enough.
Lucky, not gonna lie.
Fair enough. Yeah, but we got some nice weather, and we don't have any Nets basketball, of course, but we do have some news with the Nets. First, before we go into Seth Curry, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, etc., the Nets announced they will be having their end-of-season press conference this Wednesday, so 2 days from now.
it will be Sean Marks, no surprise, general manager, and Steve Nash. So
fire him during the presser.
It only took two freaking weeks.
Right. Amid the speculation of, oh, Steve Nash sucks as a coach, the Mets are going to fire him. I mean, we heard KD's comments following the season, postseason, when they lost to Boston. I kind of assumed Nash would be around. There's no way they're firing him in a press conference. There's no way he's resigning in a press conference.
He'd do it, so though? I think that would be really cool.
I think it's pretty safe to say Steve Nash will be the coach of your Brooklyn Nets game one of the 2022-2023 season. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Brooklyn
Nets. Mixed feelings, really. I kind of thought this team needed like a fresh start. But at the end of the day, you got to keep KD happy. It's kind of like the state of this team. Like, that's the reason why Kyrie Irving will be back. That's the reason why Steve Nash will be the coach. You have Kevin Durant, you keep him happy. I'm not saying it's like a death sentence, but I'm also not saying I'm thrilled about it. I kind of wanted an exit as an O's guy because the team looks very undisciplined this year. And they really didn't accomplish much the last 2 years, despite like the expectations. I understand there's a lot of like circumstances that was out of his control, but I felt there was a lot of things he could have done better. But I really just don't want to go into the season with a chance he gets fired like in December. And then we have a freaking interim coach. Like, and then it's like another excuse. Like, oh, we have to wait to get a real coach next the year after. Like, I'd rather just like know this whole year it's his team, because I don't want to have that lingering thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that sentiment, because firing a coach mid-season is damn near impossible to recover from. Like, unless like who was it? Didn't the Cavs fire somebody mid-season?
Yeah,
David Blatt took them all the way to the
final.
Yeah, or whatever it was. But that's like that was peak LeBron James, and we all know LeBron is at worst a top two player in the history of the NBA. So it's just like let's kind of alter our expectations in that department if that happens. But man, I don't know. It's a tricky situation. You got to keep the main star happy, I guess, and we'll see what they say on Wednesday.
The Nets were able to retain. Sorry. That's able to retain Steve Clifford after Mike Brown got the Kings jobs, because he was rumored to be looking into that. I don't think any other net assistants are really plugged into any of the coach openings right now.
David Vanterpool is up for the Hornets, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, him and Kenny Atkinson. I kind of want Atkinson to get it.
Atkinson to get that job too. I feel like he would.
I feel like Kenny, it's more of that.
Yeah, Kenny's all about like the young player development and helping out the guys in early stages of their career. And they've got so many guys over there that Kenny would just flourish with.
I thought the Pelicans job a couple years ago, and they gave it to Van Gundy, was perfect for Kenny. Yep. I think Knicks job and they gave it to Tibbs was perfect for Kenny. I thought the Bulls job when they were like kind of a young team a couple years ago was good for him. So hopefully,
it's like everywhere Kenny Atkinson goes, there's at least one young player on every single team that shows major improvement. Like, obviously, we saw what he did with the Nets. He went and he was an assistant with the Clippers, and then you saw Terrence Mann emerge last year. Now he's with Golden State, and you see the guys like Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, like all these young guys that are
good, bro. He's good.
It's like a lot of guys, like just, yeah. Atkinson has that touch for the young guys, I guess. Well, that sounded terrible. I am sorry. But
whoa,
that sounded terrible. Kenny Atkinson knows what he. That, all right, I'm gonna stop.
Just stop with your head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna just pretend that Kenny Atkinson moment didn't happen. But with Steve Nash, like, I honestly can't say I'm surprised. Do I think he should get fired? I honestly think it's a toss up. He had to deal with a ton of shit in his 2 years with the Nets. That's no lie. Even last year, they were cruising against Boston, and then Harden went down, then Kyrie went down. I mean, even without Harden, they were up 2-0 on the champions. So he was getting the most out of them last year in the playoffs. Unfortunate. And then this season was just a shit show right from the start. So, like, he truly hasn't really had a fair opportunity, in my opinion. There are things he's definitely been lacking as a head coach. So, like, I'm not defending him. He's a new coach, so hopefully he improves. But I agree with you guys. Firing a coach like mid-season usually means you're not winning a championship, just because that just shows how bad things are going. So I hope it doesn't come to that. I think his leash is pretty long with the Nets right now. I don't think he's really on a hot seat. But we'll see what happens.
No more
Nets. Yeah, if like, the Nets come out like 2-10, like he might be gone a quarter of the way through the season. But I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen personally. So.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, so next thing. I know there's been kind of some like talk about the size of Josiah and his family with owning the Nets, how much money they lost this past year, like $150 million, I think. And there was like, oh, hopefully he doesn't want to sell the team because like he's going to pay a huge tax amount on the Nets. And like the Nets kind of need that to keep the team together. I just want to say, following the New York Liberty's first game in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, like his entire family was sitting courtside. It was him, his wife, like his kids. So I think the size are pretty committed to basketball in New York City. I don't think we have to worry about him wanting to sell the Nets despite losing $150 million on the Barclays Center and the Nets combined this past year. So I think we can pump the brakes on that. I just wanted to briefly touch on that because I did see literally his entire family sitting courtside at the first game for the Liberty, which they won by 2 points, if anyone was wondering.
Oh yeah!
Anything you guys?
We're about to turn this into a New York Liberty podcast because they're about to turn the hell up.
Yeah, they have some exciting players, young players.
They probably have like four of like the top like 20 at least players in the WNBA. Like they have some really really good pieces.
Yeah, Sabrina Ionescu is like supposed to be awesome. The next coming, and I don't even think she's the best player on the team. That's how pretty much loaded they are.
Yeah. Like Sabrina right now is on track to be the next face of the WNBA, and she's not the best player on her own team. So That's all he needs to know. Like Josiah is committed to winning, and he's willing to do whatever he needs to win.
Yep.
Like, with all his teams, doesn't he have like four other teams in other leagues and stuff?
He has a lacrosse team in those two, in Diego. I don't know what else he owns outside of that, Liberty and the Nets.
Yeah, I don't know. All we know is we don't need to be pocket-watching Josiah because he's the second wealthiest owner in the NBA, and I think he could – I think there's a lot of ways that guy will easily make up the $150 million he lost this year.
The man's a billionaire. I think that's fucking change.
Yeah,
I don't think he's too concerned. But I know I've seen it on Twitter. Be like, oh, hopefully Josiah is like fine with this luxury tax. Hopefully he doesn't want to sell the team. The Nets need a wealthy owner to keep the score together. He's not going anywhere. Let's move on. So basketball stuff. Ben Simmons, since we last talked, has undergone successful micro discectomy surgery on his back. Yes. What are your guys' thoughts on that? I mean, this is like a lot in one thing. Like back injuries are scary for me. I think it's one of the scariest injuries that a basketball player can have.
Because it's
correct. It's just going to linger. Like, if your back isn't right, nothing's right. I think it completely shuts down that Ben Simmons was just trying to duck the playoffs. That's not even like an argument anymore.
It makes me less mad for that. It makes me less mad for that, but more mad that he was probably never playing this year, and the Nets just completely lied to save face after trading Harden. Yeah. And they led us on to thinking that there was a chance that he plays when he never was. And if they're holding off on a surgery that he could have had like a few months ago and like gone like clear, let's say midsummer versus like the beginning of training camp, and maybe he had like a month or two before training camp to get to shape, and they did that just to save face, that's pretty like shitty. That's how I feel about it. One way or another, someone's not telling the full truth here. And either way, it's just not a good look for the Nets. I hope he's healthy for training camp. Hope there's no more setbacks. Hope there's no more excuses for him either. Hope he's there game one and there's no consistent injuries mentally, physically. But it's pretty shitty if the Nets lied this whole way through just to save their own face. Because they've done that a few times now for various different things. The Joe Harris injury, the James Harden trade rumors, just to name a few, the Kyrie stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not particularly happy that Ben Simmons got surgery. I mean, like, I'm glad that, like, they're taking action to fix, to hopefully fix what had been lingering. But, like, when you look at the list of notable athletes that had gotten that surgery, Michael Porter Jr., Dwight Howard, Tiger Woods. And there was one more. And it's like, all these guys were fairly young when they got it. Came back and really were never the same. So I really hope that isn't a continuing trend. Obviously, Michael Porter Jr.'s, he got his like 2 years ago. But Tiger Woods and Dwight Howard's obviously were a while back. And I don't know. I mean, it's just not a good look when you look at the history of star athletes who have gotten that surgery. They haven't been the same since. And I mean, like I think we were talking about this the last time we spoke. I mean, like, a back injury really does derail everything you want to do. So like any little setback can like really mess you up. And like, we've seen that with Michael Porter Jr. He's been on and off the court the last 2-3 years nonstop. He's had so many, like, he's re-aggravated back so many times. So I hope that's not the case, but man, that does not look promising regardless.
I mean, I'm glad that they're getting it taken care of now. The Nets did announce, which with a grain of salt, because who the hell knows what's actually true, that they expect Ben Simmons to be fully recovered prior to the start of training camp. Once again, the Nets, their updates suck, but that's what they said. I know Ben, so it's another thing that's gonna wait and see, but I think the timetable is like 3 to 4 months to recover. But we'll see. And then we got today, I don't know if I've just been busy and like this came out of nowhere for me, or if you guys have seen anything about it and I just missed it, but Seth Curry underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his left ankle. Obviously, he was having problems with that ankle like the last 10-ish games of the regular season and then the playoffs. He ended up having the procedure done. He is also expected to be fully recovered prior to the start of next season's training camp per the Nets. I'm sure Sean Marks, maybe Steve Nash, will have a little bit to talk about it Wednesday night with Simmons, Harris, and now Curry all coming back from surgeries. So, like, hopefully we get an update. What are you guys' thoughts on it?
I mean, we knew it was coming, but I think we all just forgot about it because so much other shit happened. I forgot that Seth Curry was playing through like an injury that he needed surgery on towards the end of the year. But they did tell us, and like, I guess we just completely forgot. And like, I guess we were so caught up in the whole Ben Simmons thing that we were just like, yeah, it must have slipped everybody's mind, because I feel like everybody was caught off guard by it, but then everybody remembered, they're like, oh yeah, he was hurt. So it's just like,
yeah, he nailed himself in that series. He just wasn't playing up to standards, and it kind of was obvious that he was ailing. I'm glad he's getting the surgery, so it's not something that lingers. Take a prayer, though, because it's the same doctor that did ankle surgery in Joe Harris, and we know how that went.
Oh, fucking lovely. Jesus Christ.
He's all that online today. I was like, nice.
God damn it, man.
That's been the very bad news, but yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, Dr. Martin O'Malley.
Fuck you, Dr. O'Malley. Jesus Christ.
You ruined the season. The Nets did win the finals because of him.
Unbelievable.
I'm just saying, Joe Harris, he took a lot of heat for his playoff performance last year against Milwaukee. Understandable. He had a horrible shooting series. But he would have made a big difference against Boston. Especially just him being 6'6 alone would have made a difference. But
zero fucking size, zero ability to draw up a shot. Everything went wrong.
All right, let's talk about some maybe some good news. I don't know if we'd call it good news, but we'll start with Kevin Durant overseas. Pretty much watching Mike James play basketball. He was seen partying with Mike James following a game.
KD,
obviously
KD was
over. They were former teammates in Brooklyn. What are you guys' thoughts on that? You think Mike James, any chance he comes back to the States?
Bring back the natural on a minimum.
It's okay. He had bad shot selection. Like, it's not really something I'm like dying to have.
It was god awful.
No one made me find him, but I'm okay. I think I'm good, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good too. Like, I'm not. I mean, I think what the one highlight he had like one game where like he knocked down like his first four shots off the bench, and then he threw that alley oop off the glass to KD, in that like probably the biggest highlight of the 2020 to 2021 season. So I mean, like that was probably it. But I mean, KD and Mike James, I guess like true hoopers trying to link up once again. Yeah. Who knows? Everybody's criticizing KD for going overseas and watching his friends play basketball and then partying. It's the fucking off season. What do you want from the guy?
But what's he gonna do? Just in his room and like hide? Like, what do you
expect? That's what I'm saying. You think he's gonna be in the gym for the next 4 months straight with no downtime to do anything?
6 months. Oh, 5 months, but yeah.
Whatever it is.
Long off season. I'm saying, like, the point being is like it's a much longer off season than last year, because last year the season was a little delayed. So like I think the Nets
ended, also like, KD didn't get a chance to have an off season last year. He got from his Achilles. He came back, he played a full season, then he went and led Team USA to a gold medal. Then he came back and went right into this season.
Yeah, so, the man enjoys like 5 months off. It's probably his first like real off season in a couple of years.
Yeah, give the guy some time. Let him work.
And then he had finals runs at Golden State. Think about it. He went to late June for a couple of years in a row.
Yeah.
That's why the longest break he's had in like 6 years.
Oh, so that's why he's shooting bad. He already booked his flight to go see Mike James, and he just
blanked. Yeah.
Nice. I just want to say that Mike James tweeted out, might need a summer job, one day ago, and someone commented, are you coming back over to the NBA this upcoming season? And Mike James responded, next year is something I'm not even looked into at this moment, trying to finish these French League playoffs and let the chips fall where they may.
Wait, I thought there was something where like Mike James was going to be like banned from like playing overseas after
in Russia. He was playing. He like punched his coach in the face.
Yeah, like I thought that was like a big deal as to why he was released and allowed to come to the NBA last year.
Well, he was in a Russian league and he couldn't like sign another league in midseason, so the Nets kind of had like a spot open. But he's not back in that league. He's in a French league now, so it's a little different.
Yeah, I remember like he like slapped his coach across the face or some shit.
No, he punched him, but yeah.
I'm just saying, like, maybe Steve Nash needs to get punched. Maybe that could be Mike James' role. I thought that was going to be James Johnson's role, but maybe it's Mike James.
Imagine the Nets brought back James Johnson.
Oh, stop it. We're moving on. All right. So Kyrie Irving made a podcast debut, visit, talk, I don't know what you want to call it, on the Et Cetera's podcast with Eddie Gonzalez, Bansky, Kevin Durant's boy. KD was not on it. Did you guys have a chance to listen to any of it?
I did actually listen to the whole thing. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, what were you guys' main takeaways from it? Like what Kyrie said, kind of what the discussion was. It was very, very good to listen to.
You listened to it, sir?
I didn't get to listen to it yet. I was planning on doing that tomorrow.
I'll give a quick little summary if you want. Basically, Kyrie was obviously on it. I think a lot of people wanted him on it because, like, everything that's happened this year, they kind of wanted to get Kyrie's side of it because he was very, like, hands-off with the media. It kind of saw his personal life, like, why you keep so personal? Like, he basketball is, like, a second thing to him. Like, he wanted to be, like, his best version of himself. He was talking about, like, his Cleveland Finals run, how he always loves his memories there. The Nets this year was kind of like every week the team was asking him if he was going to get vaccinated. It kind of was like, no. And he was blindsided about the vaccine mandate this year. Didn't expect it to go the way it did. He kind of never felt like he was a part of the team this year because he felt like everyone was like months ahead of him. And he was never like caught up physically. So he felt like that was a big factor as to why he like never really got in a groove despite having like those big scoring games like late in the season. Yeah, basically just talking about life and stuff. He's talking about like pressures and like just being an athlete and stuff. He really didn't give any like juicy gossip. He did apologize to LeBron for like making this comment the last season, etc., saying like KD was the only one that took that shot, like that, like another one could make a final shot like him. But other than that, it was just pretty good content. Like, it's just cool listening to him to talk and pick his brain, but it's very interesting. Like, I definitely recommend listening to it. It's a good pod. I was hoping KD was on it, but understandably so. I understand why he wasn't on it. They just got swept a few days prior, so it was kind of like not a good time for the both of them to be together. It was more about Kyrie just talking his mind, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got to listen to that. I didn't even know KD wasn't on it, but
I'm, yeah,
listening to Kyrie speak, he's obviously one of one. So anytime we get a chance to hear Kyrie Irving speak like in length is a good listen.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, my biggest thing was when he was like Anthony just said. When he said, like, he never felt physically like he ever got to catch up because he was months behind. And Eddie was like, yeah, but you, like, dropped 60 and 50 in 1 week. It's like, what do you mean you never got caught up? I mean, yeah. So hopefully full training camp, preseason, everything.
So you're telling me a caught-up Kyrie Irving is averaging 56 points next season.
I was going to say, maybe we'll see a better version of Kyrie Irving? Is that possible?
I like to see 65 games at least of Kyrie Irving. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
I agree.
Games played is the most important stat for me next year.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. That's the most important stat for everybody on the Nets next year. Because nobody
give me 65 plus from KD and Kyrie, please. Please. Like,
yeah, I mean,
that's all I want.
I don't think any other stat matters, truthfully. If they're playing a lot of games, the Nets are going to win. If they're not playing a lot of games, we're going to see what we saw this year.
Listen, nobody plays 82 in the NBA anymore. It just doesn't happen unless right. You're Bridges. Like, you're not playing a full season. Correct. Like, just like if you even if missing 17 games seems like a lot, but like in the retrospect, Kyrie Irving's missed. I think Kyrie's played like 65 plus games like three times in his career and have like a 10-year career. So let's hope it's one of those times he does do that. In the last few years, he really hasn't been injury prone. Knock on wood. Like, it's been a lot of stuff that he could control, like, give or take. Like, obviously, some stuff is out of his control. His only really big injury with the Nets was that ankle injury that wasn't his fault. And he only missed, like, four games because he got eliminated, obviously. But, like, the regular season, he's been here for three full seasons. He hasn't really been injured.
Yeah.
So, like, let's, like, keep that, like, good mojo going. I don't know if it's, like, because he's, like, doing different stuff physically, but it's been a lot of just, like, PTO and then this year with the vaccine. That's it. When he took time off 2 years ago.
Man, yeah. That literally seems like it was like 5 years ago at this point. The whole
Remember the bubble where they just sat him out because like they just didn't want to risk it? Like that feels like eons ago, and that was only 2 years ago.
I forgot that was a thing, honestly.
Because he had like a shoulder thing, quote unquote, but it was just kind of like we don't want to
like nobody's going, so you got it.
Yeah, like Dinwiddie got COVID, and then like Durant obviously wasn't playing all year, but there's rumors like because of the 3 month break he was going to, and then like I think it was only Jared Allen, LeVert.
It was Jared. It was literally Jared Allen and Caris LeVert. That was it.
And Joe. I think Joe went. Joe was there.
Did Joe play?
Joe did play. Yeah, Joe did play.
Okay, and then who else was it? Was it Garrett Temple and like
Temple was there? I don't think who was. I know
it was like Temple, Torrey, and Prince were like our other two in the starting five. It was ridiculous.
Dinwiddie wasn't there. KD.
I know Dinwiddie wasn't there.
There was someone else that was big. DeAndre Jordan didn't go. At the time, he was big, I guess.
What a blessing.
There was like literally like six or seven guys that we signed Jamal Crawford. He got hurt in the first quarter, the first game.
Signed Michael Beasley, and then he got suspended for drugs like before he even played a game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Tyler Johnson was there, right?
Yes, Tyler Johnson. Yes, Tyler Johnson was good in the bubble, actually.
Yeah, he was good in the bubble.
TLC was good in the bubble, bro.
Fuck that guy. Don't
mention bubble TLC was meta.
he was good in the bubble.
That was peak.
Wilson Chandler didn't go. I remember Wilson Chandler didn't go in the bubble.
Yeah.
What remember Jeremiah Martin?
Oh my God.
Vincent, David Iwaba, I remember got hurt that season. I was kind of sad.
He tore his Achilles, and then we cut him, and then the Rockets signed him to a 2-year deal. I remember that.
I don't think Claxton was playing in the bubble. I think he was out.
He didn't go. He was probably out for conditioning or some shit again.
With Dejan Musa still.
Rodions Kurucs was there. That was crazy.
Rodions Kurucs was good his rookie year. He was in the freaking Rising Stars.
I thought he got a steal.
He was in the Rising Stars game. And then he had like the whole.
Yeah, because they didn't have enough players for Team World. That's the only reason they fucking put him
in. Hey, hey. More Rising Stars appearances than RJ Barrett. So no. It's funny, but like after that training camp, I remember he like had some off the field stuff where he like with his girlfriend. Then he just like didn't look the same, and then he actually got thrown into the Harden deal.
Well, didn't he like choke his girlfriend and make?
Yeah, then he got like thrown into the Harden deal, and then like he just like died, and like no one's ever heard of him. Not actually died, like just like doesn't. I don't think he's in NBA anymore.
Yeah, how did we get into this? Jesus,
we got a weird little
tangent. This is the off season, guys.
We don't want to talk about it. I'm glad we filled up some time talking about the bubble now. did they get swept by the Raptors? They did.
They did.
Yeah, they got clapped by the Raptors. They didn't just get swept. They got smacked.
No, they were gonna win one game. I remember. And then they like choked it. They beat Milwaukee though. I remember like one of the regular season games.
How about the Nets blowing a lead? No way.
Yeah, the bubble Nets weren't fun. They were kind of fun, but also not. I think they went 6-2 though. I think there was 8 games.
6-2 before the playoff run, and then got killed.
They got the 7 seed, I want to say. I think Orlando got the 8.
The 7, yeah. Orlando was 8, and then Raptors were 2. And who was the 1? The Heat were the 1 in the East.
Were they actually? I don't think they were.
No, no.
Milwaukee was, I feel like.
Milwaukee was the 1. The Heat was 3. Heat were 3.
The conference finals was...
No, wait. Weren't the Heat the 6?
No, they were not the 6. There was no 6 seed in the finals. It was – hold on. I'm looking right now. It's a 2019-20 season, right?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
the Bucks were 1, the Raptors were 2. Oh, the Heat were 5.
That's what. Okay, I knew they were a lower seed.
So it went Bucks, Raptors, Celtics, Pacers, Heat, 76ers.
Pacers! Oh my God!
The Pacers went 45-28.
What a downfall! That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That's kind of crazy. The Nets got the difference between 6 and 7 though. The Nets were 7 games out of 6.
Yeah, so it was fighting for the 7th seed between the Magic and the Nets at that point.
I remember they invited the Wizards to the bubble for no reason either, because they invited the Pelicans. They had to invite the Wizards because, like, the difference.
Yeah, and they also invited the Blazers. The Blazers won, like, every – didn't the Blazers – No. The
Phoenix. Phoenix went 8-0 in the bubble, and they missed the playoffs.
And then didn't make the playoffs. That's crazy.
And they've been really good ever since.
And Chris Paul signed there, so they should be glad.
The Sacramento was the only time they made the playoffs. So technically, it was the bubble, and they called that like a playoff appearance, and it wasn't. It's like 03. That's pretty bad.
What a time.
Yeah, that was a good tangent we had.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, just one quick thing on Kyrie Irving. He has been streaming himself playing 2K on Twitch. He was playing today. And he did say that next time he plays 2K, he's going to play with Ben, talking about Ben Simmons. So that could be interesting. I would just like to say, I've watched Kyrie play. He is trash at 2K, like absolutely trash. I mean, he was playing with KD one time, and they were hot cheeks. Like, they were bad.
You know, I actually played again, completely unrelated, but the New York Jets left tackle, Mekhi Becton, I played against him in Park, and that man was beyond awful.
Really? I can get into that randomly.
So his gamer tag was Da Big Ticket 77.
How'd you get to play with him?
I don't know. I ended up on, like, I was waiting on, like, with just randoms, and then he was like, everybody was following him around because he had the football logo. I looked up the Big Ticket 77 on Google, and he has a giant chain where it says Big Ticket.
And the jersey number
is 77. I was like, all right, well, I guess this is him. And he was hot ass.
He needs to start playing this year. As a Jets fan, Jets are looking promising right now, a little better than the Giants on paper. So hopefully the Jets.
Whoa! I don't know about
that one. The Jets' offense looks pretty good right now. It looks kind of loaded.
Cody, are you serious? He's absolutely correct.
Bro, the Jets are the Jets, man. I don't care who they have on paper.
The Giants are the Giants. We also fucking.
At least the Jets are like a crazy
team. No, the Jets won the entire NFL draft.
I think they had a good offseason overall. Like, they added some good pieces on offense. It's really just about Wilson. Like, it's like he has like good tight end core, good receiving core, good running back core. It's just about like if he's good or not. Like,
yeah,
there's no excuse. If he's ass, he's ass.
Yeah, just give if he has a little bit of time and hopefully he's good. Like, then maybe you got something. Who knows? But I mean, regardless of how decent you guys look compared to last year, I mean, you're still finishing fourth in that division.
I think there's a chance you could beat out Miami, New England. I'm not saying we will. There's a chance. Nah. Tua is Tua, and New England doesn't. I know New England always outperforms how they play.
I was on your side to start when you said you guys look better than the Giants, but you guys are still finishing fourth, regardless of how good Zach was.
I'm saying it's not. Is it impossible to finish second or third? It's not impossible.
I think it is.
We'll see. Speaking of other sports, the Red Sox fucking blow, Cody.
Woo!
Whatever.
The Yankees look like the best team in baseball. Just saying.
I'm having a horrible, horrible sports year.
Well, at least your baseball team is like your season's gonna be over in a few weeks, so you have like a. You can stop watching by like June.
Is Chris Sale back in his wheelchair yet this year?
I think I've seen Ben Simmons play more in the last 2 years than Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a little slow. Jeez, sorry,
I have nothing to say. Like nothing to say.
And maybe Xander. I heard Xander's leaving too, so that's great.
Yeah, Xander's out. Xander is out of town. He's gonna be a Yankee next year. Watch.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious.
Actually, no. After ex Red Sox, after Jacoby Ellsbury, you can keep him.
I heard that a lot of players were gonna be Yankees this past offseason, but
yeah,
well, they kind of left in 300. That's short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Anything else Mets related you guys want to touch on here before we end?
Stink.
Trade for Rudy Gobert for Ben Simmons. Sorry.
Fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Rudy Gobert today said he would lock up Shaq one-on-one. I want zero parts of that. Rudy Gobert is like the player in the NBA I actually despise the most. I actually hate him.
I know. I'm just messing. He started COVID too. So
he started COVID. He thinks
he started COVID.
Shaq one-on-one. The dude cried when he didn't make the All-Star game, and now everybody's been voting him in every single year to average 11 points in 11.
He's always the last pick too in the All-Star draft.
Always the last pick in the All-Star draft. Nobody fucking likes the guy.
Yeah, I honestly was just kidding about that. A lot of teams are interested in him though. And shout out Jokic for the MVP.
Yeah, shout out Jokic. Shout out Tyler Hero, Sixth Man of the Year.
Monty Williams,
Coach of the Year.
All we need is Defensive Player of the Year now, I think. Oh, no, Smart won that. Is that it? Is that all the awards are done now?
Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, and then who? Scotty Barnes, Rookie of the Year. That's it.
And then Jaw was Most Improved.
Jaw Most Improved, yes. But de facto, Desmond Bane. He gave it to Desmond Bane.
Yes.
I want zero part of Rudy Gobert. Never bring that fucker's name up on here as a potential target.
Wait, who's your ideal finals? I'm just curious. Like, who would you like to see?
Nikola Jokic.
No finals. I'm saying who do you want?
They said who's your ideal five? Oh, ideal finals. Ideal finals. I want to see Warriors Bucks.
The East is like I don't like any of the teams, but I
don't like any of them either.
I definitely don't want Philly. I definitely don't really want Miami because it's like I don't know. It's not that fun. Team Bucks and Celtics, I like Giannis, even though I can't stand him. But, like, I don't mind the Celtics, even though it limited us. Like, they're kind of fun. But,
like I said, last episode, if the Celtics make it to the finals, that makes it look a lot better for us.
Yeah, I'm kind of cool whoever wins Bucks Celtics to make it. And then the West, I don't mind anybody in the West, to be honest, because Luka's fun, Ja's fun, the Warriors are fun. And then Phoenix, I love them. Chris Paul kind of pisses me off at some of the stuff he does off on the court, but. I think whoever wins the West, I'm going to root for. But I think it's going to be Warriors, Suns, West Finals. And then whoever wins that's going to win it all. All right, that's all I think. The Mavs are alive.
They're alive. They're alive and well.
Spencer.
Don't sleep on the Bucks if they get Middleton back. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rob Williams out tonight for the Celtics. That's big.
That guy stinks.
I mean, yeah, he's overrated.
If they lose tonight, the Celtics
everybody's overrated. Basketball's still going on? I didn't know that.
Yeah, what? I haven't watched basketball in 2 weeks.
We're back to the normal NBA calendar finally. Like, I think, like, this the NBA finals, like, when they usually are. So we'll be done by, like, mid June.
Yeah, we're usually.
Agents in July. Because we were delayed a little bit the last couple of years because of COVID. So,
yeah.
July, early July is when we'll get our first Nets news. Yeah, fuck. So, we got a lot of time still. We got, like, 2 months.
I mean, I think we're going to get some news on Wednesday. I don't know how big it'll be.
By the way, can you listeners please tweet us and tell us what you want us to talk about? Because we're fucking lost. Okay.
Yeah. I was expecting this much off time. I was expecting like a finals run. So then we have like a 2 week turnaround. It was like constant news to like mid August, maybe get please, a few weeks off until training camp.
Give us something.
Like, yeah, we weren't expecting this much off time.
We just went into a tangent about Rodion's Kurucs and the Giants and the Jets for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Come on. We're down bad.
We need help.
Yeah. I'm especially down bad. Though.
Some guests. We'll get some guests.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll definitely probably have a pod for like the episode after the press conference, probably, because we'll get some info.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll probably get some guests for the next few weeks, talk to the NBA and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Should be, I wouldn't say fun, but should be something.
Some kind of Nets content.
You never in Nets world though, you expect the unexpected. So I'm sure we'll get one curveball before free agency. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. As the guys just said, we will be dropping an episode a week during this long, horrible off season. Please, please interact with us on Twitter. Give us something to talk about, some scenarios. The regular season can't come soon enough.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.